Radio Network.
So, all over the United States, and the Western world for that matter, they have paramilitary takeover drills. And here is another one out of the Las Vegas Sun today. Hospital uses armed man in unannounced drill. Test of security procedures results in frightening moments. How's this for an ill-conceived emergency preparedness drill? It's always ill-conceived. Like, oh, this was the first time it happened. Yeah, tens of thousands. An off-duty cop pretending to be a terrorist stormed the hospital intensive care unit, brandishing a handgun, which he points at nurses while herding them down a corridor into a room. Folks, and again, this is part of the handbook. Oh, you complained? Usually people don't. That's testing the mind control. Oh, this was the first time ever it was an accident, not a federal grant or anything, to teach you learned helplessness. There are harrowing moments, he explains, that the whole caper was a training exercise. The staff at St. Rose Dominican Hospital at the Siena campus, where the incident took place Monday morning, found the exercise more traumatizing than intrusive, than instructive. Hospital employees would have been justified in fearing for their own lives. Well, what about shooting him? See, this is the problem, folks. What if somebody did an unannounced drill here? I mean, a man in a mask runs in here with a gun? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to reach right here. I'm going to pull out a .357 Magnum, and I'm going to open fire. In fact, they've had three cases in the last decade when they have this yearly drill upwards of 100 miles outside of Fort Bragg. And they have military that tries to disarm police on duty. And the cops have killed them in every case. And the military always says, well, they thought the cops were part of the drill. This is lunacy, but it's not lunacy. There's a method to the madness. It's about saying we can do whatever we want. Now, again, their favorite place to do it is elementary students because they don't know how to talk to mommy. They come home and go, drill, man with gun. And mommy goes, good, you're learning guns are bad. But daddy has gun and gun case. Don't worry, honey. You'll never have to be near that gun and never get taken, honey. We're going to be part of the disarmed culture of slaves. Thank you, mommy. Oh, it's so scary. This is the mind control. Hospital employees would have been justified in fearing for their lives. Well, they were fearing for their lives. Just last year, Henderson police shot and killed an armed, hostile man in the emergency room. So it would make sense that security and emergency preparedness have been focused at the hospital. But in Monday's incident, which occurred in a unit that houses the hospital's sickest patients, nurses, patients, and their families did not know it was a drill. And it goes on from there. So, the larger issue here is that this is going on at all. And that's the larger point that I want to discuss and that I want to talk to people about out there that are, you know, tuning in, is that you are under conditioning. You are under mind control. You are being manipulated systematically. And being aware of this manipulation is half the battle. The other half of the battle is going into your school districts, wherever you're located, going into your communities and explaining, you're not going to traumatize my children. You're not going to manipulate them. You're not going to put sodium fluoride in my water. I have a CBS News clip that I was sent where they admit that the water has hundreds of toxic chemicals added to it, massively increasing cancer in major studies. So now they're even admitting it's poison, but they stick it in our water. It's forced medication. I've seen national polls where upwards of 80%+ of Americans don't want sodium fluoride in their water. Well, why do you still buy fluoride toothpaste? Why do you still drink it? Why do you still put up with it? I mean, is this our country? Or is it the eugenicist? Is it the social engineers? Is it theirs? Do they get to do whatever they want, whenever they want? You know, that's the larger question that we have to discuss. I'm going to hit some more economic news, get into some other military news, and we're going to talk to Webster Tarpley about Geithner telling the Chinese the U.S. is basically financially done. We'll be right back.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We will continue with phone calls in this fourth and final hour. Thank you for joining us. We have economist and, of course, a doctor of history, Webster Griffin Tarpley, joining us. He's one of our regular guest analysts here. We will also get to at least Jimmy, Matt, George, Brad, Blue Dove, and a few others that are holding in this hour. But I wanted to first get into the economy with Webster. Then we'll get his take on the Gaza flotilla and what he believes from his research is really going on there, though it may be too soon to tell, but we're getting a clearer and clearer picture on that. We do have members of the Israeli Knesset coming out, and that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Key article by Steve Watson, Israel Knesset member. Israel wanted high number of fatalities. That was said in the Knesset. The same member is saying that 5 minutes before the boarding of the main ship, a converted cruise ship under a Turkish flag, that the Israelis were firing not just tear gas and rubber bullets and flashbangs, but actual lead rounds. So that is coming up, and we will also, with Webster Tarpley, get into the North Korean peninsula. Wayne Madsen and many others who I respect believe that it's a German torpedo from the blueprints compared to the guts of the torpedo that survived, some of the remnants, and this is a false flag focused at Japan, who's trying to kick U.S. forces out right now. But all of the analysts, whether it's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or Gerald Celente or myself or Webster Tarpley, all of our experts and the RAND Corporation's own statements 2 years ago have stated to get their world government, to have the banking cartel be able to successfully submit their power and get away with the robberies they've committed during this global meltdown, they're going to need a new war as the political smokescreen, so the public gets scared and rallies around the flag, which the bankers will wrap themselves in like a enchilada or something. So we're going to discuss that with Webster as well. But here's some of the financial headlines. Euro to go under $1.20 almost certainly, lowest in 4 years. Volatility to dominate stock markets in June. Spain loses its AAA rating, meaning they'll have to pay more to the private bankers for their already out-of-control debts. California talking about losing its rating. Many counties already have. The U.S., Moody's saying pretty much certain will lose its AAA rating. You've just got every economic number coming in. Here's another one. Poll finds debt-dogged Americans are stressed out. The economy trudges ahead, yet debt dogs many Americans, stressing them out even as they firm up their own financial foundations. So you've got the spin there. Real unemployment upwards of 23%. They claim 9.8. All the economic numbers, and you're out there in the real world, folks, you see them, show that things are just deteriorating and that we're in a depression. Well, the media keeps saying, no, this is a recovery because the big central banks and J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, the zombie banks, they're all making record profits. So the whole world is gauged by how they're doing. So let's get into that first, because I saw Tarpley on international television over the weekend. We had it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I saw the news anchor report that Tim Geithner has announced that China has to find a new trading partner because the U.S. public and private debt is so maxed out that U.S. citizens won't be a market for them in the future. I mean, that's like saying we're dead on arrival. Now, even if that was true, which globalization and NAFTA and GATT has caused by design, I mean, this was always the plan, why announce it and say you better have Europe as your trading partner when they're even, according to the numbers I've seen, in the same or greater debt on a nation-by-nation basis, it varies, but overall about the same level as the United States. So why is Geithner running around? Well, I sure enough did a lot of searching and found a video clip of it and a French news agency report where he was quoted as saying U.S. consumers are going to be less a source of demand in the world in the future. So this is the statement of these Malthusian individuals where they state we want a post-industrial United States. So let's talk about the state of the world economy, because we've gotten almost a fatigue. So have I. I've just become comfortable now at a subconscious level. You know, humans are like that. We're resilient. If we're around bad things or around bad news, we tend to get calloused mentally to it. And now me and my wife are resigned. Okay, it's going to be an ongoing depression. Things are going to get 10 times worse. Our children have no future. Everything's going to collapse. If we want to fly the naked body scanners, where they now admit they record your genitalia and laugh at you and put it on government databases, they now admit that. They don't care. The government is going to raise our taxes to give it to foreign banks. And so we're just sitting here basting in the evil, and the rest of the world has gotten to this point, but there is resistance mounting. So there's my rant. Let's go to economist Webster Tarpley to get his breakdown on all these facets that I've thrown out. But A, what does it mean when Geithner, Tiny Tim, comes out and announces to China, hey, America is sunk?
Well, we first of all have to recognize that Geithner has many sides to his mouth, and he talks out of all of them more or less at the same time. We cannot approach a serious analysis of the world economy through the various lies and tricks and swindles that Geithner comes up with, because on this last trip, which took him to China, then to Britain, then to Germany, he had about half a dozen or a dozen cheap parlor tricks, I guess we can say, that he tried to pull. I think the basic reality is that we're in a world economic depression of cataclysmic proportions. We're now in the second phase. This depression, from a historical point of view, is behaving very much like the depression of 1929, 1931, 1933. We're about a year and a half into the acute phase of the depression. And just like in 1931, when we had the banking crisis in Europe, the second phase of the depression is the collapse of Europe. That was true in the period between May and September of 1931, the bankruptcies of Austria, Germany, and then the Bank of England. The British did default. The British did go bankrupt, quite contrary to things that you'll see, that they haven't gone bankrupt since 1672. They did. And that was the second round of the world depression. That, in those days, led then into a banking panic here in the United States, which shut down every bank, which followed really less than half a year after that. So we're in the collapse of Europe phase. Now, it's a depression. It's a disintegration. This is not a market event in the sense of a business cycle or anything of the sort. It's an emergency of world civilization. And it has to be fought with a recovery program.
Yeah, and I know you always want to get into your recovery program. We'll do that before you leave, but we have a lot to cover. I want to go over.
Right. And
Webster, I want to go over your take, though, on what's happening currently.
Fine. We proved this in the United States in the 1930s, so you shouldn't be resigned to a depression. Depressions can be fought and should be fought. Now, Geithner personally has been on this trip. Now, he was in China attempting to manage relations with China, not very effectively, but I think the big thing was, he had to rush to Germany to try to defend this bankrupt system. Now, the system is based on globalization, and that means, in practice, hot money, then the supremacy of hot money. The supremacy of hot money, speculation, derivatives, gambling bets, the casino economy, and the destruction of productivity, deregulation, privatization.
Yeah, the supremacy of the central banks being able to issue any amount of made-up derivatives, counterfeit money, to buy up whatever assets they want. My issue specifically, though, is what was, as a parlor trick, what is the point of telling the truth and saying we have indebted the American people so much they're not going to be able to buy your widgets anymore? And you say he failed in China. They did say that they're now going to move towards increasing the value of their currency. Is that not a successful mission?
No, because it's going to take a long, long time. It's going to be very gradual. And watch out what you wish for. The Chinese currency peg means that they have to buy dollars to support to keep the currency peg the way they want it. So, ironically, the Chinese currency peg is likely to be one of the last factors supporting the dollar against the panic crash. And if that were completely removed, the dollar would crash down even further.
But that's what Geithner's lobbying for, because there's no industry left. Or is this just all flim-flam? What's the real agenda, then, of these people? And in the short term, Webster, as folks want to know, looking into your crystal ball, many of our guests predicted Europe would collapse next in the last 2 years. It has, but we always know that there's a separate effect where it will next bring us down as well, or will it hit Asia next?
The principal thing that is being done now is that the dollar was collapsing all during the second half of last year. It looked like the dollar was going to lose any residual status as a reserve currency. So not part of a long-term plan, but as an immediate short-term expedient, a desperate bid to save the dollar from total collapse, they began the attack on Europe, on Greece. It actually started with Dubai around Thanksgiving of last year. Once that happened, they began to lift and shift and move into this hedge fund attack on Europe, assisted by credit default swaps. So the goal was save the dollar for the coming year. And in order to do that, they had to export some of the more acute aspects of the depression from London and New York. They had to get that into Frankfurt.
And that's admitted. I mean, the Germans have come out. Our own government admits that they're in their rating. The private brokerage firms are in their rating Europe, causing this. And what are they doing? Stalling until they can start their new Iranian war?
I don't think these people have a time horizon beyond 3 to 6 months, quite frankly. I think their system is out of control. They're wildly flailing in all directions. They're an image of a ruling class gone mad with no plan and no design, but just these short-term tricks.
All right, Webster, I want to shift gears into the flotilla.
Well, wait, we want to do the German part, which was the main thing.
Okay, stay there then. We'll cover the Germans now moving to block some of this. Then we'll get into what's happening in the Mediterranean, then North Korea.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Idus Resources. June 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.2540. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5807, $6.2903 for a half ounce, or $3.1452 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5807, $6.2903, or $3.1452.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Lester Tarpley's our guest. I want to get into the larger geopolitical structure of things, but we know ahead of any global financial collapse, the Anglo-American powers based out of London, the United States, Europe, always launch a new war. And all of our experts, and I study this as well, that's what I concur with, they're going to need a new war. And just notice all this stuff is suddenly popping up, very suspicious. But finishing up, Germany has dared declare that they're not going to fit the bill, mainly to bail out France. We're now learning that most of the money, they've already paid to fix supposedly the debt of Greece. And so German central bankers and German newspapers are saying, where is our money going? Just like our Congress says, wait, you said this 800 plus billion was for the TARP. You know, this TARP money is for the mortgages. Where did you spend it? And Geithner says, I'm not going to tell you. The head of the Fed, Bernanke, says, I'm not going to tell you. Well, the same thing has started up here. So, Webster, with your X-ray vision on this, what's really going on?
The main thing is we've had a large economic power of the world, Germany, which is usually the world's number one exporter. Right now, I guess they're neck and neck with China, who's the biggest exporter in the world. They have dared to violate the rules of globalization and this casino economy by taking action against derivatives. And specifically, they've targeted one of the most dangerous kinds of derivatives, which is the credit default swap, which is simply a bet. It means that you make a bet.
You've always said ban those.
Yeah, ban them. I'm very gratified.
And naked shorting. And naked shorting.
Right. So they say, if you want to buy, if you want to place a bet, a credit default swap, on a bond issued in by one of the Euroland countries. There are 16 countries that are in the euro. You've got to own those euros, those bonds yourself, before you can buy a bet on them. Because the argument always is, well, we just use these as hedging for insurance. So fine, you're going to hedge. You've got to be in there with skin in the game. You've got to have some of those bonds in your possession. So the net effect of this is to make certain kinds of credit default swaps illegal, banned, outlawed. And you know, I don't know whether it's jail time or what it is.
And you must do it because the bankers can go in and tens of billions of dollars a day manipulate markets and never really invest anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, they can do this at a distance from afar. Now, Rush Limbaugh every day is telling everybody how great the banks are, how wonderful Wall Street is, and how, I guess, credit default swaps are really your friend. Just remember, if you're upset about the $180 billion U.S. dollars that was given to AIG, that was all because of one hedge fund, the AIG hedge fund in London, that issued credit default swaps to the tune of, well, along with other derivatives, $3 trillion U.S. dollars, about as much as the gross domestic product of France. Now, the other one is in the Goldman Sachs scandal that we've just had with the synthetic CDOs, the way in which Goldman Sachs bet against their own product, so-called, was using credit default swaps. So this one.
And we have the one example of Timberwolf where it's all premeditated. So, let's understand this.
Right.
They're not, since they already destroyed the world economy, they're not slowing down. They're accelerating the looting because they're vampire zombies, as you so well lay out the analogy. They can't stop. They've got to have blood. They're never going to stop. It's us or them.
Precisely. So the Germans they surprised everybody on Tuesday, the 19th of May, I guess it was, by saying it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Frankfurt, and they said, guess what? At midnight Central European time, naked credit default swaps are illegal on Eurozone bonds, and you're not allowed to do naked shorting of the 10 largest financial stocks in Germany, right? Starting with the banks, insurance companies, reinsurance, and so forth. And the reason for this is that the speculative attack of the hedge funds, of the various Soroses, and Greenlight Capital and the rest of them is done through credit default swaps. It's a very efficient way to get a big panic going for a very small investment.
And Germany understands this is economic warfare. They're not going along with it. So this is a huge development.
Precisely. So and they've got a bill in the parliament now which says there's no naked shorting of any German stock, any stock primarily listed on a German exchange, no naked shorts, no naked shorts of Eurozone bonds, and no naked shorting of the euro itself. So all of this is to put up firewalls against these speculators. In other words, they're in the process now of re-regulating their marketplace, getting away from the insanity of this free market, free trade.
And if this spreads, this is a lot bigger than Greece fighting back or Iceland. If this spreads, this could spell the end of these people. Now, separately, here in the United States, it's the opposite. They passed their new bank regulation bill, and it gives the mega banks the power to gobble up more small banks, healthy banks that weren't involved in all of that. So Webster, I want you to see how the lines converge, where you see this going on the other side. Then we got to shift gears, as I promised, and go to some phone calls and talk about The war situation globally, things are really heating up on the Korean Peninsula and in the Mediterranean. The Israelis, what are they doing picking a fight with Turkey? Turkey says they're sending warships in. This is getting wild.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We've got about 27 minutes left here in broadcast. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. We are fighting the formation of the prison planet through the info war. We're not left or right. We're freedom lovers. We're truth tellers. We are a society of truth. We're looking for the truth. And the truth is, in all races, colors, creeds, we are one race, the human race, reaching towards the stars. And we have in us the most horrible things, and we have the greatest things as well, all within us as a human community. And I'm trying to get people to realize there's an agenda going on around them, that there is a power elite on this planet that does not have your best interest at heart. I mean, it's just that simple. And that you need to get involved in your daily life and stand up for your freedom. You know, you can't have the attitude, oh, it's too big, things are too corrupt, what could little old me do? Well, if little old me doesn't start doing a little something, we know we're in deep trouble. We know things are only going to get worse. Because the truth is, little old you isn't little old you. You have great power, and history has shown that. That's why we have a scientific dictatorship racing to block off every avenue of human escape. But they're not godlike. They're not invincible. They're not in full control. In fact, they're losing control. They are delusional, believing that they can dominate and control us. Doesn't matter how much surveillance, how much oppression they have, if you stand up and say no, this tyranny will come crashing down. We then have to replace it with our Americanism, with our freedom, with our liberty, with our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We have to replace it. I'm a restorationist. I want my liberties and freedoms back. I'm not a revolutionary. We're fighting revolutionaries. We're firing piratical revolutionaries. Going back to Webster Tarpley and then your phone calls here in just a moment, but I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is ColaBlue.com. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, ColaBlue, with the ColaBlue 28 and their brand-new ColaBlue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water once generated passes through 7 or 12, depending on the unit you get, stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you are drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much time talking about on this radio broadcast. Check them out at ColaBlue, ColaBlue.com, ColaBlue.com, or give them a call at 800-691-6043 to get an information packet or to order. 800-691-6043. Take action today. And one other sponsor that I just love is Weapons Universe. And they've got tasers, they've got pocket knives, they've got swords from ornamental to the real thing, and they've got great prices, and they are patriots. Weapons-universe.com. That's weapons-universe.com. Whether you need knives or stun guns, blowguns, collapsible batons, they have it all at weapons-universe.com. They have authentic movie replica swords, like that awesome folded steel Conan sword I showed you once. It's weapons-universe.com. Check them out today. And why do we love weapons? Because it's the mark of a free man and a serious check and balance against tyranny. But you first have to have the initiative to peaceably speak out. Because if you won't speak out peaceably when we're in this realm of conflict, you certainly aren't going to stand up if it goes to something physical, which we're trying to avert each and every day. Okay, Webster, I promise to go to calls. We appreciate your time. But I need to move quickly here, so finish up.
Alex, one last thing now. So the big thing is Geithner goes to Germany, and he tries to beat up the German finance minister, Schäuble. And he basically says to him, take back your ban on these derivatives, right? We believe derivatives are sacrosanct. Get your hands off our derivatives. And Schäuble tells him to get lost, to scram. So the clash is set up. There's a meeting of the group of 20 finance ministers in Seoul, South Korea this week. The clash goes on. And then there's going to be this international, the group of eight, the big industrial countries in Ottawa in July. The Europeans, under German leadership to some extent, are proposing measures against derivatives, a Tobin tax, to tax the turnover of financial institutions and use that money. There's a fight about what.
But as long as that's done domestically, it's okay. We don't want the UN. We don't want the UN running the Tobin tax.
Not the UN, not the IMF, none of this. The countries need it. Everybody says, oh, there's a deficit crisis in all these countries. And finally, rules against hedge funds, because we've had enough of these hedge funds. So the basic idea is you're hearing a lot of people say this is a crisis of the welfare state. That is absolute baloney. The Greeks have 18% unemployment. They have 20% poverty. Spain has 20% unemployment. The IMF comes in and says, you guys are profligate. We have an austerity program for you. You're going to get gouged. We give the money to the bailouts, because as you correctly point out, the bailout of Greece is really a bailout of French and German banks, not of Greece at all. So what is failing is this globalized casino economy of derivatives, hedge funds, and hot money. That's what's failing.
Well, Webster, let's go back to 19 months ago, back in October. They said we need these trillions of dollars or the entire economy is going to go into a depression. It's to unfreeze mortgages. And then the next day, literally, they say, we're not spending it on that now.
Right.
We're not going to tell you where it's going. So, just briefly, how do you see the power structure breaks? Because we saw the concerted bailout a year and a half ago. Now we see fissures cracking here. Because, I mean, you're right when you say that these investment banks and brokerage firms can't control themselves. They're even attacking the national governments now that give them all this power. And then you have what appears to be delusion. Many of the top globalists running around saying, we'll just form a world government where the banks have all the power and where we have SDRs, where we just make up our own money. But then you have Brzezinski, and I want to get your take on this, 2 weeks ago, saying, look, for the first time, the whole world is awake to us. We're in trouble. So it appears that they are having trouble in their concerted actions and that the wheels are beginning to come off. So what do you say about Brzezinski?
I think we're headed towards a world now where in the immediate short run, you're going to have two blocks. There's going to be the derivatives block. The people who say derivatives are the basis of human civilization. That's the U.S. and the British. Then there's the anti-derivatives block saying, no, as Schäuble says, production of goods and services has to be the basis of human civilization, not derivatives. Ultimately, the plans of these globalist thinkers that you point to, they are insane, because what they will get is not a world government. They will get the breakdown of human civilization. They'll get warlords. They'll get chaos. They'll get death on a vast scale. They will not get some kind of an orderly descent into a dark age where they think that they can continue with some, you know, worldwide dictatorship of the United Nations.
And by the way, they've said that. I mean, you read their own documents. We're interviewing you for the next film on this subject. But they want a global eugenics Malthusian capital where we're literally in loincloths, those that they allowed to live, while they fly above us like Skynet with drones. I mean, they make
these. It will never work this way. In other words, they will lose control of everything long before that. The problem is, This existing ruling class of financiers, because that's who they are, right? Wall Street, City of London, people.
They drank their own Kool-Aid because
they rule the world, and they believe that their power is eternal. They will be swept away at some point or other in this entire thing. The problem is that they can drag down human civilization into some kind of a catastrophic breakdown crisis and collapse, and we're all in the soup. So the point is, remember from the 1930s, depression, dictatorship, world war. We're still in the depression phase. If you fight to stop the depression with a recovery program, you can avoid the dictatorship phase and you can avoid the world war phase. But you've got to fight the depression. You can't say, let the free market take care of it, balance the budget. That is absolutely suicidal nonsense.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt this is not a free market. This is crony insider capitalism. But now, Webster, let's move very quickly now, because I promised to go to these calls and get your take on their questions. To me, I mean, we've been expecting a war, at least a regional war. All these big think tanks say we need a war during these crises. We need a war right now as a political diversion. We see the North Korea situation. We see the Gaza flotilla. What is going on here from your research? What do you see happening?
Well, I think the main thing that you see is, first of all, that the world depression behind the scenes is destroying countries. If you look at what happened in Thailand, I think that's an example of a country going into a breakdown crisis because of the collapse of the world economy around it. In other words, the multiplication of failed states. Now, the other thing concerning maybe the Middle East and Iran in particular, you can see that the U.S. is losing world domination at a very rapid rate. You have, for example, Karzai in Afghanistan playing the China card, essentially slipping into the Chinese orbit, making economic deals with China. All over the Middle East, you've got the Chinese on an economic offensive. You've got the Iranians on a religious and cultural offensive. And the U.S. really has nothing to offer against that except naked military power, but that doesn't work either. You see, in Iraq, the attempt of the U.S. is to keep this guy Maliki out of power, to kick him out, and to bring in Alawi, who is much more of a U.S. puppet, and Alawi would allow the U.S. to use Iraq along with Saudi Arabia and some other countries to try to create an Arab-Sunni front against the Iranians, and that's not working.
A launch point.
Then you look at the Ukraine. The color revolution has been rolled back. Ukraine is no longer a candidate.
The Georgia attack failed on South Ossetia.
Ukraine has decided that they don't want to join NATO. Instead, they've made another long-term deal to host the Russian fleet in the ports of the Black Sea. In Iran, the color revolution has failed there, too. What you're seeing is the U.S. forced more and more back on the only option, naked military force with no moral basis, in the point where it's not even clear if that will work. Now, if you look specifically, countries like Egypt, the Chinese economic penetration of Egypt is going very fast. You've also got Turkey. Now, one of the things that's happening is as the U.S. power recedes, you've got the emergence either of regional superpowers or of regional superpowers that are sort of rivaling among themselves. Iran is a candidate to be a regional superpower. Turkey would like to be a regional superpower, and they seem to be moving faster than anybody.
Well, before in the Ottoman Empire, they ran it all, yeah.
Precisely. And Egypt, probably people in Egypt wonder why they don't do more to try to become a regional superpower.
So it's just like when Spain and Portugal lost power in the New World, England and the Dutch replaced it. We're already seeing the United States used up and literally losing its power as the Chinese and the Germans and others come in as the new technocratic suppliers with soft power and are literally colonizing these third world and old world areas with high-tech versions of glass baubles.
Just remember, though, that there's no ultimate reason for the U.S. decline except our own folly in allowing Wall Street financiers to make all the main decisions in the society, right? The reason the Chinese get ahead is that they have a much more industrial goods-producing manufacturing.
No, I understand, but tarpley, specifically, because we're almost out of time. I want to get your take on Israel's activity and
yes.
Turkey openly threatening, saying they're sending warships, four frigates in to protect the next aid ship, and saying this could mean war. I mean, and I think Israel is out of control enough; they may attack Turkey now.
Well, what the Israelis have done, of course, is a very serious breach of international law. It's either an act of war or it's a crime. In any case, it has to be condemned. And it is being condemned all around the world. The Israelis are more isolated than they've ever been. And I think in addition to the criminal aspect of this under international law, you also have to wonder, what are the Israelis thinking? Where do they think this leads? In other words, they've lost sight of the fact that if you don't have a moral basis for force, this is going to be bankrupt and it's not going to get anywhere. Now, usually the Israelis would expect that the United States would shield them from the negative blowback in the UN and so forth. What I'm seeing right now is the U.S. may already be too weak to shield Israel from the blowback on this incident, this attack that they've done. And you can see that in the fact that you've got these new countries coming on the scene, right? You notice that Turkey, which is the protagonist of what just happened,
Security Council,
along with Brazil, these are both temporary members of the Security Council. They were the ones that tried to get Iran to make an arrangement to send some of their uranium into Turkey and have it enriched there and then sent back to them as fuel rods for this research reactor, which has attracted so much attention. And the U.S. Had nothing to say to that, even though this was exactly what the U.S. had asked for 6 months earlier and kept saying they wanted. And then they just say, no, that's no good anymore. And this is just, it makes absolutely no sense. When you start alienating countries like Turkey and Brazil, when these are now regional superpowers, you're getting to a situation where this entire U.S.-British imperial edifice is in danger of collapsing. The other thing you may get is a NATO crisis. Remember, the countries that have sent these ships are not, terrorist states. They're Turkey, Ireland, and Greece, they're all members of NATO. They're all members of either NATO or the European Union.
Yeah, all the ships were inspected.
All the Israelis
can show us some 4-inch, 5-inch knives, and they're now calling those WMDs.
The Israelis have found no guns. There are no weapons, no explosives. They've undoubtedly gone through it. I would be very skeptical if they come up with any, because the ship, in particular the large ship, was loaded under the supervision of the Turkish government. So a NATO crisis simply is that Turkey is one of the most important NATO countries. You look at that Incirlik Air Force Base, right? That's the key for the whole Iranian and Middle East presence of the United States. Generally speaking, without the NATO logistics and military basing infrastructure, the U.S. is logistically so weak that it could not project any kind of power into the Middle East.
Well, here's the issue. The Anglo-American, U.S., Israel, British Empire isn't going to back off. They're arrogant because they've got a plan, and I believe it's to start a nuclear war. Now enter what happened in Korea. Does that smell like a false flag to you?
Yes, obviously the suspicion around this is very grave, because the main idea is that, as a general proposition, it's absolutely clear that the United States has always used North Korea and the North Korean military nuclear issue as a means of keeping South Korea in line and Japan, especially during all the stuff going on with Afghanistan and then mainly Iraq. The thing that kept the U.S. position solid or relatively solid in the Far East was the fact that North Korea was there, and everybody had to be afraid of them. So if they've now gone one step further and actually done something, it's not clear whether they have, but that would fit perfectly. It could be a mine left over from the war of 60 years ago. It could be a torpedo fired by somebody, maybe by...
We know a big U.S. / South Korean drill was going on in these waters when this happened. Stay there, Webster. We'll try to get us some calls.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, we're almost out of time, and I got a lot of other informative guests coming up throughout the week, but I'm going to have to block off maybe some whole shows this week, probably do nothing but take calls, because I apologize. I shouldn't even open the phones up. I'm not going to get to your calls. Matt, George, Brad, Blue Dove, Ken, I apologize to y'all. I'll try to get to one or two and then be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. But we're going to go to those here in just a second. But Webster, finishing up before we take a call or two, I mean, this is exactly what we keep talking about month in, month out, is how at the key point of crisis, these interests are going to start wars, and then voila, everything that's happening makes no sense. I mean, why would North Korea do this right at the perfect time to keep the U.S. there when the U.S. was about to be kicked out of Japan?
It makes no sense at all, and there's going to be an international investigation. I think there's a group of Russian experts who are looking into it, and you'd probably need others too. It would have to be multinational. Just in terms of the Middle East, though, I think it's time for the Israelis to realize that they've come to the end of the line with the current policy. They should immediately end the blockade of Gaza, which is the main issue here. And I think the Israeli people have to realize that Netanyahu is a luxury they cannot afford. In other words, this kind of incompetent domination, it reminds us of the terrible price paid by the Israelis for the Rabin assassination, and then the kinds of leaders that they've had after the killing of Rabin 15 years ago. And I think their situation is, like many other parts of the world, including our own, the political elite has absolutely lost touch with reality and with the needs of the population.
Well, this
large.
Attack shows that. I mean, what a PR disaster to do something like this, or at least stop the ship when it docked and walk up and talk nicely to them and say you've got, you know. But no, I mean, just none of this. And now you've got members of the Knesset coming out saying, no, Israel did fire first. So they ran the white flag up. And then, I mean, this is amazing, brazen behavior.
It's Netanyahu and then some members of his coalition that are even less in touch with reality than he is. Notice that the ships were, some of them were sponsored by Mahathir Mohamad, the former prime minister of Malaysia. They were loaded in Turkey, Ireland, and Greece under the supervision, obviously, of the police and intelligence services of those countries. There are no firearms on board. The Israelis have now got a large group of prisoners. Right? They got 480 prisoners. And according to one of them is a famous Swedish writer by the name of Henning Mankell, well-known over there. He says he was given a choice, either sign a document and be deported, and he didn't want to sign it, or be put on trial. I think if they try to put some of these people on trial, that will have a terrible effect. The Israelis say that they're transferring 124 to Jordan. There are more ships coming. Apparently there's an Irish ship which is still on its way, and Mahathir Mohamad said last night that there are ships sponsored by Malaysia, which are coming from farther away, which will continue to arrive. So there's no end to this, right?
And the Knesset member says that Israel wanted blood to intimidate people, but as the Blitz showed in London and many other wars, when you really start brutalizing people at a certain point, it makes them get more angry. It doesn't have the desired effect. And now Turkey, I mean, that's a bold move to say they're sending four frigates and destroyers with these new ships. I mean, this is Webster. This is how world wars start.
It's a very dangerous situation. And again, the people in Israel would be very well advised now to turn away from the current path. The best thing to do is announce immediate end to the Gaza blockade. This makes no sense anymore. That would lead to the fall of Netanyahu, maybe early elections or something like this. And then hopefully a government that would be prepared to negotiate.
All right, Webster, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Folks, thank you. We carry all four of Webster Tarpley's books, the two books on Obama, the book on the economic crash, and his book on 9/11, all at InfoWars.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast. Great job, crew. But we do need your support, so support the sponsors and check out all the great information available at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.